Okay, up next will be Arizona coach Kevin Sumlin. Coach is online, and coach, welcome to the your first Pac-12 football coaches media teleconference call. Same routine as you've had in other conferences. The coach, the media will chime in with their questions, and we'll go ahead and get started.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Craig Morgan, Arizona Sports.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm great, Craig. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Hey, there's been a lot of talk about the new coaches in this conference and how much of a challenge that presents for the guys around to adapt to their new styles. But I wanted to ask the flip side of that question. How much of an adjustment is it for you as a new coach in this conference, and how much extra work does it require to prepare for all the new things that you're going to see?
Well, I don't know. I think you hit it on the head at the beginning. It's equal. You got four or five new guys. You got guys that have been here. So it's a challenge for everybody, you know, but ultimately football is football. So, you know, styles may change a little bit just because of in leagues. But a lot of guys that are in this league have been other places. And just like a lot of assistant coaches, they've been other places too. So, just watching. I think the difficult part is the video and film can only tell you so much. It's really on the field that you start to feel what the league is like, and that won't happen until we actually go out and play.
Thank you, Kevin.
And your next question comes on the line of Lynn Worthy, Salt Lake Tribune.
Good morning, Coach Sumlin. How you doing?
Good morning.
Wanted to ask you, obviously last season a lot of folks around the conference got to see Khalil Tate, a very dynamic player. I wondered your first spring working with him, what your thoughts of him were, and if there was a major theme or message you wanted to sort of hammer home to him in that first spring working with him.
No, I don't. I think everybody with Khalil has seen his talent. I think it's amazing to me. The guys only started 8 games, so you know I think he'd be the first to tell you there's room for improvement. He's played in some games, but he's only started 8. He's been dynamic in probably 6-7 of those 8 games, though. But yeah, I think he's got huge potential, and I think there's some things that we can help him with. I think Noel Mazzoni's doing a great job with him. I think we've had our own talks just about leadership and all the things that come along with it and handling media, everything like that. But, he's got a big upside, and he needs to continue to grow.
Thank you very much, Coach.
You're welcome.
And your next question comes from the line of Michael Lev, Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Kevin, I've got a handful for you here real quick. The first one, big picture-wise, how do you think recruiting is going so far?
Well, I think we're doing pretty well. I think we've had some guys on campus that everybody knows, and we had some guys on campus that nobody knows just because of our evaluation. And really, last week was the first week that our coaches were out for spring recruiting. We took the week after spring football to really evaluate our own guys and have our meetings and then assess where we are at positionally, and then go out and see some of our targets and really start inside out here in the state and going to see a bunch of guys. So I think what we've done is really, as I said at first, Mike, try to assess where we were as a program with our players, and the only way you could do that is during practice. And then after that, look at, what the numbers are realistically as far as positioning. So, recruiting is it's always you're always moving. So, we don't have a lot of scholarships based on the numbers, but we've got to be accurate in our evaluations, and I think our coaches are doing a pretty good job of that.
Okay, second question. Do you expect to add some players to the roster this offseason via transfer, and do you have a rough idea of how many that might be?
And we could. We have some room for that, and it would have to be the right fit, whether it would be for us, graduate transfers would make, because we're such a young team. Need to be and trying to figure out, you know, what that looks like.
Yeah, I think we missed about half of that answer. Would you mind repeating the last part of that?
Oh, I said, I think we are, right now we are in the market and looking at all options, particularly at the grad transfer market. So whether that's a guy who can come in and help us for a year and fill a hole for us. So, yeah, there's a possibility of that.
Okay, and the last question, whether it was because of injuries or whatever other factors, it didn't seem like the offensive line was quite whole toward the end of spring. Do you feel like you got a good, picture of what the line can be, or is that a position where things are still kind of a work in progress?
Yeah, things are still kind of – the whole team's a work in progress, Mike. So, the offensive line, I think what you just – your question you asked before, is there a possibility for help there? I think we're – I know we're exploring options there from a grad transfer standpoint.
Great. Thank you.
All right, that'll do it for today, Kevin. Appreciate your time, and we'll see you in Phoenix tomorrow.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Okay, we'll see you. Take care.